AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Snow plows, snow blowers, and shovels are being used throughout the East now that the blizzard of 2016 has moved on.
The only snow left is on the ground.
Sun's out. Temperature should reach above 32 degrees.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the conditions are right to start the cleanup. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says so far so good. One problem, the Long Island Railroad,
which sustained significant damage in the yards.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says New Yorkers stepped up to deal with a storm that originally was supposed to bring about 8 to 12 inches of snow.
Ends up coming in close to 27 inches.
And airports in the south and northeast are slowly resuming service after the storm. I'm Ed Donahue.
There is a blizzard of campaigning underway this weekend as the presidential candidates get ready for the Iowa caucuses in a week. Donald Trump continues to raise questions about whether Senator Ted Cruz is qualified to be president since he was born in Canada. And he's also talking about the loyalty of his supporters.
When you add it all up, it's pretty much close to 90%. These are people that just won't leave. They will not leave. I love my people.
Trump was on CBS. Meantime, on ABC, New York Mayor Bill de Blasio was critical of Trump for saying this weekend that he could shoot somebody in the middle of Fifth Avenue in New York and not lose support.
It's incredibly insensitive. We are at a moment in our nation's history. We're talking about how to deal with a scourge of gun violence. And for someone who says he wants to be president to say that, it shows he's just not presidential.
De Blasio also says he does not believe the country is interested in a political contest between billionaires like Trump and former Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Sources say Bloomberg would consider entering the race as an independent if Trump and Senator Bernie Sanders look like they will be the GOP and Democratic nominees. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake rattled Alaska today. There was some minor damage, but no injuries have been reported. This is AP Radio News. A manhunt continues in California after three inmates escaped from a maximum security jail. Officials say the three got out by cutting through a half-inch steel bars and rappelling from the roof by a makeshift rope. Tina Fey returned to Saturday Night Live to reprise her impression of Sarah Palin and her endorsement of Donald Trump.
There say Trump and his trumpeters are right-winging, bitter-clinging, proud clingers of our guns, but he can kick ISIS ass because he commands fire.
As Palin Faye said that she had come to Iowa to break from her full-time career of writing things on Facebook. People had trouble getting to movie theaters in the East because of the storm, but the ones who did get out were going to see Revenant. It took in an estimated $16 million. It's time to find out which teams will be playing in the Super Bowl. In the early game today, the Broncos host the Patriots to decide the AFC Conference Championship. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.